Track 4.
Let's start with some basics. What are resistive materials?
This is what I understand from what our prof said last week. Resistive materials resist, or oppose, the flow of electrons when a voltage is applied. This resistance makes the material warm. The unit of resistance is ohm.
I remember there are three types of materials: conductors, semiconductors, and insulators. With resistive materials, the current can still flow, so they belong to the group of conductors, right?
Yes. Resistive materials resist electron flow, while conductors allow electrons to flow freely. Insulators do not allow electrons to flow at all.
Yes, you're right. Resistive materials resist electron flow. Aren't we supposed to know some examples of resistive materials?
Good question. Let's see what I find on the internet. My search engine lists coal, platinum, palladium, and a number of alloys as resistive materials.
What is an alloy?
An alloy is a mixture of metals. But what about applications? What are resistive materials used for?
One alloy is a mixture of nickel and chromium called nichrome. Electric heating elements are often made of nichrome. It is used, for example, in hairdryers, toasters, electric ovens, and soldering irons.
Are resistive materials used in electrical work?
Of course. I would say resistors are probably the best example of resistive materials used in electrical work. Resistors reduce an electrical current. The greater the resistance of a resistor, the lower the current. That's what Ohm's law says.
What material is used for resistors?
Many resistors are made of carbon. Others are made of wire, which has an exactly known electrical resistance.